I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got nothing to do.
New Line Cinema logo. Black stylized film frame against a blue glow. Yeah. Bold white letters against a black background read, New Line Productions presents an Ice Cube Pat Charbonnet production in association with Priority Films. In the foreground, high-top sneakers hang from a power line. In the background, three royal palm trees stand like lollipops. In white letters, the title Friday appears, starring Ice Cube, Chris Tucker, and Nia Long. Below the high tops, the suburban street stretches out to the horizon. Three kids ride their bikes down the street. A white truck with a yellow cab is parked in a driveway. More credits. Tiny Zeus Lister Jr. Now in the house, framed family photos are grouped together with animal figurines. Credits continue. Anna Maria Horsford and Regina King. In the bedroom, a woman wakes up and watches her husband snore. He's sleeping with a stuffed teddy bear. The woman pokes her snoring husband.
Two-piece special, lots of hot sauce, and all the fries you can give me. Thank you.
More credits. Paula Jai Parker, Bernie Mac, Angela Meads. In another bedroom, a teenage girl sleeps, her head propped up by her arm so her hair won't get mussed. Also starring Basin Love, Anthony Johnson, Vicki Lynn Reynolds, Mawanda Page, Yvette Wilson, and John Witherspoon.
For most people, Friday is just a day before the weekend. But after this Friday, the neighborhood will never be the same.
Casting by Jackie Brown Carmen, a white-gloved hand bangs on the front door. More credits. Designer Bruce Bellamy. Music supervisor Frank Fitzpatrick. Music underscore Hidden Faces. Edited by John Carter, ACE. Director of photography Jerry Lively. A sleepy teenager opens the front door.
What's up?
Good morning. Are you prepared for Jehovah's return? Because if you're not, I have a pamphlet for that.
The two women wearing printed dresses and fancy straw hats turn away.
Half dead, tired sucker.
Come on, sister.
Associate producers Andre Robinson Jr. and DJ Pooh. The young man goes to his sister's room.
Dana!
What?
Where my guest shirt at?
What guest shirt?
The black one I let you wear. Hey.
What?
Do me a favor.
What, Craig?
Hook Bill with Debbie.
No.
Why not?
Cause she about to graduate. She ain't got no time to be messing with you.
Come on, Dana.
No, boy. Plus, Joy would kick your butt anyway.
Joy ain't gonna do not a damn thing.
Craig, get out of my room!
Shut up!
Craig looks toward his parents' room.
You need to be up anyway.
What time is it?
12:30.
For real? Damn!
Craig walks through the hall and bangs his hands on top of the arch in the hallway. He goes into the kitchen, opens the cabinet, takes out cereal, and gets an enormous bowl. Co-produced by W.E. Baker. Co-executive producer Helena Etchegoyen. Executive producers Ice Cube and Brian Turner. Written by Ice Cube and DJ Pooh.
Uh-oh.
After pouring out a whole box of cereal, Craig gets a spoon, opens the refrigerator door, and gets the milk carton, then sits at the dining room table. More credits. Produced by Patricia Charbonnet. Directed by F. Gary Gray. Craig pours the milk, but almost nothing comes out. He goes back to the refrigerator and looks in.
Ain't nothing in this house.
His father appears, munching from a cellophane bag. His blue jumpsuit says, Animal Regulations, Jones.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. In the damn refrigerator, eating up all the food. All the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlin. I love pig feet. Now, when I went to bed last night, didn't I tell you to take out the trash?
Yeah.
So why didn't you do it?
I fell asleep.
I wish you were sleeping right now. I'll knock you upside your head with a left hook, pass makeup, and take out that damn trash. Hey. What are you doing?
Throwing this away. We ain't even got no milk.
You better put some water on that damn...
All right, I eat it.
Hey! Take the garbage out front, son.
Craig shakes his head as he goes for the garbage.
What is wrong with him? Hurry up with the garbage! I got some homework for you.
Outside, Craig drags two plastic garbage bales to the curb. A kid on a bike rides by and stops.
Oh, what's up, me? I need to whoop your little butt for knocking over these trash cans last week. Don't knock these over.
Man, ain't nobody gonna knock over your stupid trash cans.
You bet not. Need to have your little bad butt at school anyway.
Man, shut up, punk.
What?
I'm gonna knock over your trash cans anyway.
You better run.
Craig goes into the house. Further down the street, a young man is running down the sidewalk full speed, carrying a suitcase under each arm. He drops one, picks it up, runs past Craig's house, and keeps running. Sitting on a brick wall, a boy and a girl watch him.
Dang, he had it again.
I know. My daddy caught him trying to break into my house 2 days ago and beat him.
Damn.
For real?
A man wearing a smoking jacket and an ascot jumps up behind a plant and sprays the kids.
Little rat beggars.
Back in Craig's kitchen, his mother uses the microwave. Craig gives her a kiss.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
Hi.
Oh, what you cooking?
I'm making some eggs, bacon, sausage, pancakes, and some leftover pork chops.
Yeah, cook it up.
Mama, you got some glue?
For what?
My track slipped out.
Go look at my dresser.
You need a wig.
You need a job.
Huff.
As Dana leaves, she flicks him the bird. Craig leans against the magnet-covered refrigerator door.
Mom, you didn't tell Daddy what happened yesterday, did you?
You know I wouldn't tell on my baby.
Cool.
Craig!
Huh?
Come in here!
With his mouth open, Craig looks at his mother. She shrugs her shoulder.
Where you at?
In the bathroom!
Craig's dad sits on the toilet in a pink bathroom spraying air freshener. Craig opens the door.
Oh, man, I'll wait till you come out.
Boy, bring your butt up in here.
What you talking about, you wait till I come out? Shut the door.
Craig comes in, shuts the door, and holds his nose.
Now, your mama told me what happened to you yesterday.
What?
That was stupid. How the hell are you gonna get fired on your day off?
I don't know.
Well... You need a trade. Take a look at that paper over there on the counter there.
He picks up an orange brochure from the Los Angeles Department of Animal Regulations.
I ain't trying to be no dog catcher.
Why not?
I don't even like dogs.
That's the beauty of it. I grab a dog, and I poke him, and I all day long, I foot up a dog, bang, 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 up his butt. That's my pleasure.
I don't think so.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Around here, you're going to work, go to school.
Dad sprays. A hand knocks on the front door. Craig answers.
What's up?
Nothing.
A woman with five braids.
Where Debbie at?
Oh, she's at the house. Craig, can I use y'all's microwave right quick?
Yeah, what you got to cook?
Some chicken.
Give it here, I'll do it.
Nah, see, I was hoping that I could take it to the house with me.
My microwave?
Yeah.
It's just like me asking to use your air conditioner or something.
Well, Craig, I mean, you know, if we had an air conditioner, that would be no problem.
Damn, look.
As she turns, Craig slams the door.
Craig! Telephone.
Craig gets the kitchen phone. Mom watches.
Hello?
Who the f*** go to the show with last night?
I didn't go to the show last night.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
Ain't nobody lying. I didn't go to the show last night.
Yes, you did, because my sister-in-law's baby cousin, Tracy, she told me she went to the show last night and she saw you there all hugged up with some giraffe. Now tell me who she was.
Your sister-in-law baby cousin, Tracy, is a damn... Hey, she a lie. She ain't see me at no movies hugged up with nobody.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what. You just tell the...
Craig shakes his head and sits down next to his mother.
That girl gone.
I don't know, why are you messing with that little fast girl anyway? Now, that other girl, Debbie, she's cute. She's in school, she has all her teeth. I don't know what her sister's doing.
I'm trying to get with her, but Dad won't even hook me up.
I told you to hook yourself up. You need to hook up them clippers and get the back of that neck.
I don't even talk with all the horses missing their hair right
now. Oh, here you go.
Too early. I'm too early. Now, Craig. You know what your problem is. You have no game.
What you know about game? I got all the game.
Now your father, he got game.
Dad comes around the corner munching.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Dana and Mom wrinkle their noses.
You call that game?
All right. Bye, Mommy.
Bye-bye,
Ryan.
Bye,
Daddy.
Bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye, baby. Craig, you listen to me. I want you to get your butt up today, go out, and look for a job. The word today is job. J-O-B. You hear me?
Yeah.
Go look for a job today. I'm not kidding.
Mom sits, eating her enormous breakfast. Craig watches.
What morning?
Oh, Sarah was cooking up for you. It's for me. Have some cereal.
We ain't got no milk.
Use water. It won't hurt.
Oh, man.
Craig gets up and hits the chair.
Huh?
None.
In Craig's room, a head appears in the window.
Break yourself, fool! Look what you did to my curtain! You better watch your window you climbing in, fool, before you get blasted on.
With what? You ain't got nothing, man?
With this.
He pulls out a gun.
Man, where you get that from?
Your mama.
Forget you.
Forget you.
Come on outside, man. Stop playing.
Gotta get dressed. Hurry up. Don't tell me to hurry up.
As Smokey goes to the front of the house, an orange 58 Chevy convertible with the license plate Big Worm pulls up in front of Craig's house. The heavyset driver has his hair in the curls.
So, Big Worm?
How much you got left?
Man, I got a lot.
You still ain't sold that weed, Smokey?
And I'm trying to, Worm. Niggas are broke these days.
I don't think you applying yourself, Smokey.
Huh?
You smoking my stuff?
Hell no. Mess with your stuff? Hell
no.
You
smoking my stuff?
Why would I do some stupid stuff like that?
I don't want to have to funk you up, Smokey. Playing with my money is like playing with my emotions.
Wow. Now, you the last brother money I mess with. I steal from my mama before I mess with your stuff. And you know this, man.
We'll see.
Big Worm. Suspension. Smokey walks from the curb to Craig, who's buttoning his shirt on the front stairs.
So, man?
Sup?
Are you at work?
Got fired yesterday.
For real? I thought you had a day off yesterday.
I did. I went in there to pick up my check, came home. Supervisor called me about 4 o'clock, talking about they got me on videotape stealing boxes.
What the hell are you doing stealing boxes for? What, you trying to build a clubhouse? Man, I know you ain't go out like that.
Hell no. They ain't got me on tape. She said they did. Fired me on the spot. Talking about pressing charges.
Craig lays down on the weight bench.
Damn! You got to be a stupid dumb brother to get fined on your day off.
Craig does bench presses.
Pop's talking about kicking you out again?
Yep.
Oh, God. Dog! Man, look.
With their mouths open, Smokey and Craig stare at Debbie, jogging by in a tight brief, two-piece running outfit.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Ooh. Man. My mama got thighs, too. Just give me 3.5 minutes. Maybe even 4. She'll be wanting to marry a nigga.
Poor mama.
Yeah. Older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
I think it's the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah. She blacker than her mother, too.
I ain't fooling with you. Watch out.
They walk back to the front porch and sit down.
I wonder where she going.
She probably going to that new health club down on 108th.
Oh, so they opened that already?
Yup. I heard they hiring, too. You need to go down there and see what's up. Show out of work ass.
Smokey takes a joint from behind his ear and puts it in his mouth. He looks for matches.
Hold up. My mom's in there.
Oh.
She about to go to work, though.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got nothing to do.
Anyway, what you doing up so early?
Oh, man, I tried to come and catch you before you went to work, let you know what happened to Red, man.
What's up?
Man, you know that nigga Debo don't had his bike for like 3 weeks, right?
I got plenty of money, don't worry.
Man,
got so much money, I got another nigga just to count it for.
Black and white flashback looking through a bicycle wheel. Smokey and three guys play craps.
I won. Give me my money.
What?
I lost.
Roll the dice. Debo. Hold my money. Watch him. Can I talk to you for a second?
Red gets out of a white compact car and stands with his hands by his side. Debo, with a shaved head, bulging muscles and a black undershirt, walks up to him. Red looks back at the car, then back at Debo.
Pop's tripping, man. You want me to ask for my bike back? You know I wouldn't trip.
What bike?
The Beach Cruiser. The one I let you use a couple of weeks ago. The one I've been asking you about.
Oh, that bike. I know you wanted it back, homie.
It's right here. Follow me.
Yeah, it's just like it's both ours. We just keep it down at my house.
Cool.
Debo winds up and throws a punch. Red flies backward through the air and lands next to his car.
That's my bike, punk!
Smokey runs over to him.
You got knocked the hell out!
The driver of the white car gets out to help.
You want something too, old man? Huh?
No. Get off your ass and get in this car. Boy, I don't know why you come down here messing with these people. Hurry up.
Back to Smokey and Craig on the porch.
Man, they both got in the car and bonked out.
You lying.
I swear to God, we was rolling.
Craig.
Huh?
Tell that little girl to stop playing on my phone.
What little girl?
Joy, she keeps calling up here and hanging up, and I know it's her because I star 69 and she hung up again. Now, I don't like her disrespect in my house. Now, you tell her I said to stop it, all right?
Okay.
Hi, Miss Joan.
Hi, Smokey.
His smile fades.
Damn. Tell your mama leaving.
In a little while, why?
Because I want to smoke this joint. Hey, let's go to my house real quick. You can't do stuff over here. Damn, look, Chris got you too?
Hell yeah.
Got me too, little punk. If I catch him, I'm gonna beat him like I was his dad.
They cross the neighbor's lawn.
Excuse me.
What?
Could y'all stay off the grass, please? Thank you.
Daddy be acting a little funny sometimes.
I know.
He never but dirt any damn way.
Remember this?
Hey, man.
Shut up.
The steel gate in front of Smokey's door is locked.
Mama! Mama!
Damn, Smoke, what you doing knocking like you the damn police? I'm in here on the phone. I left my key.
Always talking stuff.
Just can't open the damn door.
Stop slamming my damn doors.
Joanne is full figured and wears a head full of blonde braids and a blue nightgown. She sits on the couch and gives Craig a look.
Hey, come on in. I know you want to hear that. Get your ass up and cook. Or clean up or do something.
Joanne glares at Smokey.
Why would I do some stupid stuff like that?
In the foreground, empty soda bottles cover the table. An iguana sticks out its tongue. Smokey sits on the bed and rolls a joint.
Damn! All you do is smoke weed.
A cloud of smoke comes out of Smokey's mouth.
That's all right.
Facing mind-boggling hallucinations. Easy does it to the skull, get your lungs full. Take a deep pull, react, set back, cause Mac got that booyah.
What I'm tripping on is how you gonna sell, bud, and you smoke.
That's my only problem.
Big Worm gonna end up firing you up.
Big Worm ain't gonna do a turn thing, man.
All right.
Look, he need me.
Red told me he smoked a fool for 50 bucks.
I don't give a darn.
Smokey, I need you to go to the store and get me some cigarettes.
Give me the money.
Joanne hands him a bill.
Wait a minute. What's this? This ain't enough.
Make it enough.
Darn!
Craig and Smokey drive to the market in his patched-up convertible. Smokey, in a do-rag and a silver chain, bobs to the music. Sneaker sign from a power line next to a sign reading, Market. Squeegee guy is laying on the sidewalk reading the paper and holding a window spray bottle. He greets Craig and Smokey by jumping spread eagle on the hood.
Oh, yeah!
Smokey!
Smoke it. Look here, man, let me wash your car for $2.
Hell no, all you gonna do is smoke it up.
No, man, smoke. No, I don't smoke no more, man. I love me. Come on, man. You bought me 40 ounces for my birthday.
Today your birthday?
What's today?
Man, come on.
In the market, a sign reads, Black Owned.
Oh, I'm shot.
Get the hell off me.
From behind the counter, the Oriental proprietor pops up.
Here's some papers. That's some hump.
Hey, get these for me.
I ain't got no money. I ain't got enough.
Man, you owe me $2.
Squeegee guy lays on the floor.
Eddie.
And pretends to be hurt.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm hurt. I'm suing y'all. Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, my neck. My back.
My neck and my back. Oh, I want $150,000. But we can set out of court right now for $20.
Man, get your punk butt up. It ain't even wet over here. Dang.
Hey, well, look here, man. Just give me $10 and I won't say nothing.
Get out.
$250 and a jawbreaker.
Get out.
$1 is an envelope.
Man, what the hell you doing?
Man, you know how much money you can get for a slip and fall in a stove?
Man, you need to stay off that crack, man.
Get out.
Man, you wrong, brother. You wrong.
Get out.
You wrong, brother. Stay black. You ain't doing this, man. I don't like
that. Hell no. Watch out.
Hey, thanks, Smoke.
Thanks, nothing. You better come around my house today and wash my car.
Eat it, man.
I'm serious.
Craig and Smokey get in their car. Squeegee guy runs down the sidewalk and ducks in the alley. Smokey pulls up to his house and drives over the curb. They open the doors and the car keeps rolling. He drags his foot to stop the car, but it keeps going. The brake finally catches.
Stop the mother. Yeah. Mm. These ain't.
Watch my car, make sure nobody mess with me.
Craig looks up and sees a woman in a very brief outfit watering the flowers. She's bending over, and her breasts are partially exposed. Craig smiles. Smokey runs out. The woman slowly turns, and they get a rear view.
Damn!
We walk by her house, still staring.
Hi, Miss Parker!
Hi, boy.
We gonna let me...
Miss Parker! What'd you say, honey?
Huh? Nothing.
Mrs. Parker bends toward the boys, revealing her breasts.
Miss Parker just don't know! She needs some young meat. Mr. Parker ain't in there right, man.
Oh, she know what she doing with them low-ass shorts on. She know we be looking.
Craig, I'm on my way to work. Now make sure if you leave, you lock up the house and answer the phone. The cable people are supposed to call.
All right.
Look at her. Now she gonna be ashamed of herself coming out looking like that. Hey, girl!
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. I'm on my way to work.
Well, call me when you get home.
Okay.
Craig's mother grits her teeth and wrinkles her nose as she gets in the car. Craig and Smokey sit in front of the house and watch Mrs. Parker.
Hey, go in the house and give me something to roll this up with.
He holds up pot. Oh. Craig gets up. Smokey has two nervous tics. Craig gives him a look.
Hey, bring radio too.
Smokey looks around, then down at his shoulder. Inside the house, Craig, holding a boombox, starts walking to the front door.
Hello?
Smokey rolls the bag of pot in his hands and sniffs it. Craig puts the radio down behind Smokey and smacks him in the head with the top of his shoebox. Smokey rolls a joint.
Where the hell are you?
Sitting next to Smokey, Craig watches him.
You a hype.
What? You a
hype. Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you. Take advantage, man. Take advantage.
Craig stands in shadow box. Smokey gets up and joins him. He pretends to get knocked in the stomach and drops down. Craig shakes his head no, waving smoke away from his face. Smokey bops to the music. Rolls his eyes back into his head. Craig looks away. Smokey exhales through his nostrils. Craig faces. Smokey holds his head in his hands. Craig watches. Smokey dances. A black and gray Cadillac pulls up. A well-dressed man gets out.
Shut up, man. Come to pastor.
For what? Probably smoke bud, too.
How you doing, Brother Craig? How you doing?
I'm all right.
I see him. But you and Sister Jones in?
Nope. Neither's Brother Jones. They both at work.
Well, your ass need to be nigger.
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call us sin.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Nigga.
Why don't you just give him a little bit for my cataract?
You didn't put in on this, man.
Better get a receipt, my brother.
Look, she bending over.
Claude, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Excuse me, brother. Miss Parker. Can I talk
told
to you,
you.
Woman, Miss Parker?
The weed be letting you know. Evil lurks.
A beautifully maintained Chevy convertible speeds around the corner, bearing down and passing across the street. The car skids to a stop.
Look, Hector almost hit his nasty butt.
What's up, Smokey?
Forget you.
Hector wears a gold chain and a gold earring. Smokey rolls a joint and frowns at Hector.
Why y'all like Hector?
You remember I was telling you I was smoking weed with that fool one day?
Flashback to smoking in Hector's car.
It's angel dust, homie.
As soon as he said that,
I start feeling funny as hell. Next thing I know, I was running down the street in my damn drawers.
Smokey runs, crawls, stops down the street, followed by his friend and a buddy in his car. Smokey sits surrounded by pigeons.
Get out of me! I'm in Debo pigeon coop sweating like a slave. And the only person who could get me out was my mom.
Now on the porch.
And man, I ain't been right ever since then.
Smokey's shoulder twitches.
That's why I've been like, forget heck.
Yeah, I remember that.
Deep.
They look at Mrs. Parker.
Little prayer, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Have a little prayer.
Listen.
Down the street, Chris rides by and kicks garbage cans over.
Man, that's a little Chris. Man, let's go get him.
Chris sees them coming and does a U-turn. They almost catch him.
Quit playing. Don't let me catch you, boy. Stop, man. Quit playing. I'm gonna knock him over next week, punk. Man, y'all some busters. Y'all can't see me, punk.
Craig sits looking down the street, one eyebrow raised, close up the feet, pedaling a bicycle.
Here come Debo, give me your stuff.
Oh.
Smokey and Craig remove their jewelry.
Known for jacking the nigga, that's all he do. Damn.
Smokey pulls his Walkman from his pocket. They put it under the lid of the shoebox and hide it under the chair. The bicycle pulls into their driveway, pedals up to the porch. Debo dismounts, wearing a big plaid shirt, button at the neck. Craig and Smokey sit back and act nonchalant.
What's up, Smoke?
Nah.
What you got on my drink?
Nah.
Debo pats down Smokey's pockets. Smokey looks at Craig, his forehead wrinkled.
Don't lie.
And then, man.
What you got, Craig?
I'm broke as a joke.
Y'all some high rollers, and y'all broke.
A neighbor gets in his car.
What's up, Stanley? Punk.
Telling Craig, Stanley been acting funny lately.
Stan left his window open, man. Come on, smokers, go in.
Man, I'm on probation. I can't be.
Stop being a bitch and come on. Craig, if somebody comes, whistle.
Man, I ain't trying to get involved with y'all.
You don't get involved, I'm gonna knock your ass out, too. Make a choice.
Smokey makes faces at Debo behind his back. Debo almost catches him.
Now, hurry up.
For some reason, I don't think Smokey wants to go in there. But peer pressure's a mother.
Debo goes up to the barred window, pulls out a knife, and pries open the lock. As Smokey tries to walk away, Debo pulls him back by the neck, smacks him on the butt, and Smokey jumps into the open window. Debo looks around and goes in.
I always caught in the middle of something. Hurry up. Sure.
Hurry up. You pick everything up. Pick it up.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Parker pulls his Cadillac into his driveway.
His own name.
Craig looks into his house at the ringing phone, across the street at the Parkers, then at the open window next door. He jumps up and runs in the house.
Hello?
He slams the phone down and runs out.
Oh, man, come on.
Damn, man.
The pastor, carrying his clothes, runs out with Mrs. Parker.
Get
in my
hands.
Mrs. Parker follows.
Baby,
the black Corvette pulls up. Stanley gets out. Craig signals. Stanley looks at him and shakes his head. He's wearing a pink polo shirt and khaki shorts. He walks to his house.
Come on!
Debo and Smokey come out of the window feet first.
Get your feet down! Come on, man. Move.
Smokey and Debo join Craig on the porch.
Now, what took y'all so long?
This fool's scary, man. He didn't even...
The three snap their heads and turn in unison to look at Stanley's front door.
Look, fellas, I asked you nicely. Well, now I'm getting very irritated. For the last time, would you please stay off my frigging grass? Please!
All right, man, sorry.
Thank you.
Craig and Smokey sit down.
Scary ass didn't want to touch nothing. Was in the whole time arguing.
So y'all didn't get nothing?
Hell yeah. Got about $200, huh, Debo?
I got about $200.
Debo gets on his bike and rides off. Smokey gestures behind his back.
One day somebody gonna kick his ass.
Craig and Smokey put their jewelry back on.
Man, I've been getting high all week. Take a puff. Take it.
You watch out.
It ain't like I got nothing to do tomorrow. You don't have to go to work.
Well, take a hit.
I got a drink.
Craig. Man, stimulate your mind.
You ain't got nothing to do.
Put it in your mouth.
Shut up.
Smokey wears a big grin watching Craig smoke.
That's the stuff.
Direct with the biggest, finest joint.
That's the stuff.
Craig exhales slowly. Smokey wrinkles his brow and sticks out his chin, then exhales.
Wet the little mother all up.
Stop hitting it so hard.
Hold up, you messing up the rotation.
Puff, puff, give.
Messing up the rotation.
You can get killed with somebody else.
That's some serious stuff.
Lucky you, my boy.
Craig shakes his head no, then reaches for the joint.
Take your time.
Smokey leans forward, a big grin on his face, watching Craig get high.
Craig high? Craig messed up.
Craig turns to Smokey. Funny grin on his face.
Say this was endo. Smell like outdo.
Hey, wait a minute, man.
I ain't gonna be supplying you. You gonna be talking about my stuff.
Craig's smile disappears.
Oh, shoot. Here come Felicia.
Oh, man.
They hide the pot.
Well, big and stuff.
No.
The woman with five braids walks up.
What's up, Craig? What's up, Smokey?
Nothing. Yeah.
She sticks her face in Smokey's face.
What y'all smoking on?
Nothing. What you want?
Oh, I need to borrow your car right quick.
What kind of stuff is that?
Most people want to borrow sugar. They even ketchup. You want to borrow my car? Hell no. Hell on.
Well, let me borrow a joint.
You need to borrow a job, Felicia.
I'm gonna remember that.
Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fluke.
Felicia pouts and focuses on Craig.
Craig.
Bye, Felicia.
Damn. Y'all stingy.
Felicia pulls at the back of her shorts as she leaves.
Oh, man. This bud is kicking in.
Don't start tripping, Craig.
Craig tilts his head and leans close to Smokey.
Smoke! Oh! I ain't tripping.
Craig!
Hold up.
Through Craig's eyes, we see Smokey in double vision.
I got my heartbeat.
Man, that's what it's supposed to do.
Now my heart beating too fast.
Aw, oh, man, it's the clinic. Don't even worry about it.
Listen. You don't hear?
Hell no.
Craig jumps up and runs in the house.
Man, I knew I shouldn't have gave him no fun.
He comes back out and looks around.
You hear my phone ring?
Man, hell no! Man, sit down! Man, I'm on house arrest. I don't even supposed to be over here. Get a nigga locked up. Man, come on!
Come here, I'm thirsty.
Smokey grabs the pot, walks past Craig, and enters. Craig keeps looking around, and then goes inside.
You be tripping, man. Come on.
Shut up.
Sit your skinny butt down.
You want some Kool-Aid?
Man, you know I want some Kool-Aid.
Big Worm's face is in the cupboard.
You smoking my weed, too? I'm gonna kill you and Smokey because you're playing with my emotions.
Craig slams the door and opens it again slowly. Smokey leans to see what he's doing. The face is gone.
What?
I ain't got no sugar.
You ain't got no sugar? Damn! Y'all ain't never got two things that match. Either y'all got Kool-Aid, no sugar, peanut butter, no jelly, ham, no burger. Damn!
You a funny looking mom.
Craig sees multiple images of Smokey.
Hold on, man. I don't do that gay stuff. You want me to go get the sugar or what from my house?
Yes.
With the bumps and my hoop Craig and Smokey snack and watch TV.
The Mac is clear, I am KD, so baby, get with the program. Damn, what's on the menu? It's about 10 to 5. So let me see what the weather's like. Step outside.
Aw, oh, shoot. It must be the cops.
Damn it.
No, I'm over here.
Oh, shoot. Watch out.
It's the cops.
Craig runs to the front door.
Hey, what's up? Come on in.
Is Dana here?
Nah, she ain't came home from school yet. You ain't seen her?
Daddy. Daddy.
What?
Come on. Sit down.
Hi, Smokey.
Come on, lady. I thought you had a friend want to hook up with me.
I do.
First, how she look?
She's nice.
She got a big booty.
Smokey, I am not trying to look at that girl's booty, all right?
No, you don't look at her booty before.
Just call her, all right?
She at home?
She should be.
Smokey goes to the kitchen phone.
Cheap.
Meantime, back in the living room.
Just come over here and sit down. Right here. Way over there. Man.
Debbie sits next to Craig.
Hey, this is Smokey. Debbie's home, what? And she said you wanted to hook up.
Craig.
What's up?
Are you high?
Huh?
Are you high?
No, why you say that?
Because you look like you've been smoking.
For real? Nah, I'm cool.
They look at each other, then giggle. She taps her fingers on her bare thigh. Craig rubs his hands together and straightens his shirt. Debbie fans her face, watches Craig, and smiles at him. She fixes her hair.
I still look high?
Nah, describe yourself.
I'm about 5'2", light skin, long hair. I'm thick. People say I look like Janet Jackson.
For real? No job. Janet Jackson?
Oh, boy.
You know your sister came by here today begging.
Felicia?
Yes.
She is a trip, I know.
So why don't you come over here? Come over to my homie's house.
All right. You live on Debbie Street?
Yeah, you know Dana, right?
The other day I had to stop Debo from beating her down.
What?
Yes, when he gets high and drunk, he starts tripping. One time he grabbed me.
No.
Yes, grabbed me like this.
For real? I mean, was it like this or was it like this?
Ooh, I think it was the first one.
That's fine. You sure? What the?
Craig hears the figurines bark.
Man, I'm tripping.
What's wrong?
Shh. Am I tripping? Hey, I got to go in here in the back room real quick.
Control! Bye.
In the pink bathroom, Craig looks in the mirror and splashes water on his face.
God, I ain't getting high no more.
In the living room, Smokey sits next to Debbie.
So what's up? Did you guys hook up?
It's cool.
All right, well, I'm about to go home.
Hey, you know my homie want to hook up with you.
Who?
Craig.
Craig screws up his face. Debbie looks at him and smiles. Craig tries to smile back.
Craig already has a woman.
But he don't like her.
I'll see you later.
Debbie leaves. Craig throws a pillow at Smokey.
How you tell I want to hook up with her?
Man, she don't be believing me. I'm high.
Hey, so what you on that chicken head?
Oh, man. She say she look like Janet Jackson.
You lucky.
And you know this man?
The front door opens.
Ah, man.
Hey, Dad.
Oh. What happened to you?
Bit in the butt today, son.
My stinking ass filthy dog. You should have seen it. Biggest dog I've ever seen in my life. I said, doggy, please don't bite me, dog. And I turned around to jump over the fence. The dog grabbed my butt.
Told you. I told you.
You ain't telling me shoot. Y'all get on the front porch with all that damn noise.
Was it like,
how your butt feel, Mr. Jones?
Get out of my house and don't slam that door.
All right, man.
Hey, you kids, quit slamming my door.
Damn.
Craig and Sophie sit out front. Out on the street, a bunch of kids run after Big Worm's ice cream. They get Smokey in the arm and points to the truck. Craig shakes his head.
What you gonna do?
Hey. What you want?
What you got?
Boy, what the funk you want?
Give me some chili Fritos.
Come here!
Big Worm calls Smokey off the porch. Smokey pushes the kids aside.
What's up? What's up, Big Pine? Big Worm?
You saw that bud?
That's old son of
it. Well, give me the rest. Somebody want a couple 20s around the corner.
Well, I'm just playing, man. You know I stole that stuff.
I'm counting on my money.
Hurry up!
Don't you see we handling grown folks' business?
Damn!
Now shut the hell up. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 120, 140.
Hey, man, that's $100. Stop playing with me, Smokey.
Smokey does tricks with the bills.
You know what happened? You gonna laugh your ass off. You know Craig? Craig got fired.
What the funk that got to do with me?
Let me explain. We was talking over all our problems, right? And you know how we do it. We started getting high.
I'm going to be here 10 o'clock on the dot. Not 10:03, not 10:36. If you ain't got my money or my bud, I'm killing you and him.
You going to kill me?
Get the funk out my face.
Bag back. Can I have my chili Fritos?
Shit, I'm closed, fat boy.
Then give me my money back.
Mama.
Mama!
Hey.
Big Worm sits down in the driver's seat and puts a visor on. Smokey sits on the porch next to Craig.
What'd he say?
What'd he say? Oh, he just said for us to pay him 10 o'clock.
What you mean, us?
Man, that fool ain't gonna do nothing.
Man, I know you didn't.
Yeah. What you doing?
Craig! Yeah. Damn!
What's up?
What'd you tell him?
I just told him we were smoking, man. And we were just chilling.
Man, you were smoking. Man, I smoked half a little piece of joint with you.
Man, that fool ain't gonna do nothing.
What'd he say?
Smokey covers his face with his hand.
All right, man, he said if we don't pay him by 10 o'clock, he gonna put a cap in both our butts. Nigga, we need to pay him, man. He crazy, man. Let's stick together.
I can't believe you got me in the mix with this fool.
Oh, man, I ain't put that joint to your lip and make you smoke it.
Might as well. Come on, Craig, man. Stimulate your mind, man. It's Friday. We're gonna get you high.
Why you bringing up old stuff?
Craig, I left my purse in your house. Can I go inside and get it?
Yeah, come on.
All right.
Craig opens the door for Debbie, and they go in the house. Smokey sits with his head in his hands. The car pulls up. A teenager gets out. She has long blonde braids, wears cut off jeans, sneakers, and a brief striped jersey tuck. She struts up to Smokey.
Fool! Where Greg at?
Fool!
Oh, he in the house.
She flips her hair back and looks out the door as Debbie and Craig come out. Craig's mouth hangs open. Smokey grins. Craig looks sick.
Who is that?
Who's that girl?
Who you talking to?
Nigga, I'm talking to you. Now, who is she?
That's just Debbie from down the street.
So? What the hell is she doing in there?
She was just going to house.
Just looking at.
Get your butt in the house.
Hurry up. Look, go ahead and straighten this girl out. I'll be right back.
All right, man. I'm going to go to the crib, man. My stomach hurt.
Hey, come back.
All right. Craig. Thanks, man.
Craig tilts his head to the side and grimaces. He slams the door and Smokey jumps back.
Mama!
Smokey stands in front of the iron grating on his door. He takes a few steps back and takes a running jump, kicking the door. He holds his stomach and runs back to Craig's house, banging on his front door. Mr. Jones answers, eating fruit with his fingers.
What the hell you want, boy? Damn!
Mr. Jones, can I use the bathroom, please?
Mr. Jones licks his fingers.
What you gonna do? Number one, number two?
Number two.
Shoot. You ain't gonna drop no thinking lows here. Anybody drop a thinking low, it's gonna be me.
The door squeezes his lips together, then runs back home, holding his stomach. He tries his own door again. He goes to the side of his house and looks around. A rolled up newspaper is in the scroll of the trellis. Smokey takes it, looks around again, and runs to the backyard holding his butt. Squeegee guy walks down the street.
Smokey, what the hell are you doing back here?
Hey, nothing, man. Hey, I'm fixing something. Hey, just stay over there.
But I thought you wanted me to wash your car.
Hey, man, wash it later. Stay over there.
Smokey, you know I ain't the smartest man in the world, but from over here, it look like you taking a squat.
Ezell, get the hell out of my back car, man.
Oh, and let's smoke. You been here.
Get the hell out of my back.
I'll clean all that stuff for you for $2.
Hey, Ezell.
What?
You better not tell nobody, man.
Man, I'm not, man.
Keep it on the down low.
All right, I'm not like that. I'm gonna keep it down, bro. Lala.
Hey!
Smokey back here taking the dirt!
He's there!
Well, I ain't gonna tell nobody else. Lala!
Smokey pulls up his pants and runs. Craig walks his girlfriend to the car.
You need to control that little funky bad temper.
No, I be forgetting, baby. You gotta be reminding me. I'm sorry.
My mama know that she was calling and hanging up.
Why? That ain't me calling hanging up, baby. You know I love your mama.
Hey, you got some money?
What? Some, huh? Nigga, how much you need?
About $200.
Well, I guess so. What you gonna give me?
Felicia sneaks up behind Craig, who's leaning
Craig.
Into the car.
Craig,
can I talk to you for a minute?
What?
Could I use your VCR right quick? I want to dub a tape.
Hell no.
It's the Mac.
He waves Felicia away.
Wait a minute. Who the f*** that? Forget you, sucker. You think you slick. Gonna come over here and ask me for some money. Well, ask for that. For what?
Felicia runs away. Craig stands watching Joy go. Smokey comes up to him.
What's wrong with your hoe?
Damn!
They go back to the porch.
You had the money. Right there, my right hand.
You ain't have.
Craig looks at Smokey and tilts his head.
So what are we gonna do?
Man, that boo just playing, man.
I ain't sweating it.
That's your problem. Ain't nobody playing but you. You walk up and down the street all day playing. He ain't playing. You think he playing about his money? You done dragged me into this? You know where my mama stay? Know where your mama stay? You say he had a gun when you seen him, right?
Yeah.
But name one person in the hood that play like that.
They both look down. Craig puts his hand to his mouth.
I know, huh?
Craig looks away, a deep furrow in his forehead. Smokey crosses his hands and leans his head against them. Then he turns to Craig.
Look, man. I'm sorry I got you in. I'ma tell him you ain't had nothing to do with it. I smoked up his weed. I'ma face the consequences.
Craig leans forward and looks at Smokey sideways.
If I get dealt with, I get dealt with.
Smokey leans forward and rests his head on his folded hands. Craig looks away, gets up quickly, and goes into the house. Smokey sits, motionless. Inside, Craig's hand reaches into a bureau drawer. He takes out a gun and cocks it. His father opens the door.
Hey, Craig, have you seen my shit?
His father sees the gun. Craig looks down at it.
What's that for?
Protection.
Protection? Protection from who?
Yeah, Smokey. I got to walk Smokey down to his house.
Oh, man. Your mother and I never would have moved in this neighborhood if we had known you need a gun to walk down the damn street.
No ideas around here.
Oh, no, son. That's not the way it is. You kids today are nothing but punks. Sissified. So quick to pick up a gun. You're scared to take an ass whipping. This one makes you a man.
He holds up his fists.
When I was growing up, this was all the protection we needed. You win some, you lose some. But you live. You live to fight another day. And you think you're a man with that gun in your hand, don't you?
I'm a man without it.
Put the gun down. Come on, put up your dukes. Now you're a man. Your uncle picked up a gun, too. He had to find out the hard way. 22 years old. You got a choice. He's all you need. All right?
His father walks out, leaving Craig standing with his fists up. On the front porch, Smokey is joined by Red, wearing sunglasses.
What's up, man?
What's up, Red?
Get yourself up.
Oh, they was clowning you at work today, man.
So what?
I saw the tape. We kept rewinding it. Kind of looked like your hair, but you can't really tell from the back.
How you eye?
Oh, it's cool.
Damn!
He has a huge black eye.
Put your glasses back on.
Hector's car slowly hops down the street and stops in front of Craig's.
Sup, Craig? Sup, Red? Hey, Smokey, sell me a dub.
I ain't selling you knockoff.
Oh, come on, huh? Let's let bygones be bygones.
Hell no. Now raise the hell up before Craig father come out here.
Oh, that's not cool.
I need to come on and do that.
I ain't selling him snap.
You ain't gonna get me shot up. You better make that money. Hurry up.
Este! Y quita el manoto, me decime que le ven esto más directo. Y quien es esto, bro?
This nigga got us into some stuff.
I'll tell you.
You know that stuff was messed up.
It's all right. It was worth the money up nicely.
Smokey takes Hector's money and runs back to the porch, removing his change.
I'm Debo.
Who?
Debo.
Craig takes off his watch. Red puts his chain in his shirt.
Took mine in.
Debo, in his same plaid shirt, pedals his old bike up the driveway. He gets off and lets it drop. Craig sits with his arms crossed. Smokey leans to the side of his chair, and Red leans against the trellis.
What's up, y'all? What's up, Red? Thanks for the bike. But you got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. But I won't spend Red's money.
I'm broke.
Give it up, Red.
Come on, Debo, stall him out.
Where you got my 40, homie?
I don't have nothing.
Yeah, you got something.
Debo rips Red's chain off his neck.
Why you tripping, Debo? Shut up, or I'll knock your ass out.
Oh, man, that's messed up. Why don't you give him back his chain?
Debo stands towering over Smokey.
What chain?
Yeah, what chain?
Debo gets on his bike and rides off with Red's chain. Red's enormous bruise is purple. He turns to Craig and Smokey.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Man, that's funked up, man. If it was y'all, I would have helped y'all.
What about the time he tried to choke me and Smoke backyard?
Yeah.
Oh, that was different.
Man, that's jumping.
Sit your damn.
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the hell up. I be quiet. But when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
Tripping hard.
Only on people he know. He don't be pulling that stuff on them fools around the corner.
Red moves his head from side to side and sobs, running to his car. He gets in and leaves. Smokey stands and watches.
He gonna cry in the car.
A car pulls up, and Dana gets out.
Come, Dana. For a punk boyfriend.
Bye, baby.
No.
What you doing with that on your head?
Don't even ask.
All right, don't get homeboy fired up. Debbie came by here looking for you.
For real? What'd she say?
She just said to tell you she came by.
Dana gives Craig a gentle push.
Hey, Dana. We're gonna hook up.
Boy, please.
Avita! Avita! That's okay! She'll be back. Another Quero, she'll love me in the morning. Ain't that right, Frank?
Oh, shoot! Mrs. Parker runs out in a short robe. Her husband, carrying clothes, throws them down in the middle of the front lawn.
He going up.
Mr. Parker goes back to the house. Stanley comes out to watch.
Not after I wear it out.
Craig! Craig, Daddy wants you.
Look.
Mr. Parker dumps more clothes.
What Daddy want?
I don't know. Go see.
Craig!
Tell me if anything happened.
We'll see.
Sure.
Hey, what's up with me and you? I was in there on the phone with Debbie and, what's up with Rita?
Rita who?
Rita that's gonna be here at 7:30.
Smokey turns away.
Girl, that's my friend. Thank you. Rita!
Mr. Jones lies on his bed, his arms around a stuffed dog, watching TV.
Time we met.
Huh? How many TV guys?
Craig looks around, picks up the TV guide, and tosses it on the bed.
Scram for me! Get that stinking nasty! Hand me the TV guide.
Craig bends down, picks it up, and hands it to him.
That's all you want?
Yeah.
You could have had Dana do that.
I didn't ask Dana.
I asked you.
Craig bites his bottom lip and leaves. Across the street, Squeegee guy runs past the parking lot and stops short.
Anything else happen?
Nope. Look, he's there.
Squeegee runs off with an armful of Mrs. Parker's clothes.
Oh, I scams.
One of Dana's friends shows up.
Damn!
Dana in there?
Yeah, just gone and not. What's your name?
China, excuse me.
Smokey reaches over and touches China's arm.
Stop!
Come over here with that attitude, girl.
What's up, girl?
Nothing, just got off that crazy bus. Did you remember to pick up the hair?
Yeah, that's right. Daddy
wants
you again.
Damn! What do you want?
Go see.
In the bedroom.
Oh, come on, Mr. Postman, run. Outrun the dog. Run! Go for the tree, Mr. Postman! Go!
Huh?
Give me a glass of water.
Craig twists around and leaves. On TV, a mailman climbs over a fence. The dog jumps up and bites
him. It's your butt, Mr. Postman.
I look like Kunta Kinte around this month.
Bird's eye view of Craig in front of the freezer. An ice cube falls onto the floor. He stares at it, picks it up, looks to the heavens, and puts it in the glass. Back in the bedroom, he hands the glass to his father, smiling.
Go, 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 go. Took long enough.
I know.
His father takes a sip, makes a face, pulls something from his mouth, then looks at the glass. Out front, Smokey and Craig.
Hi, man. I'm gonna run over there and give you the number, right? And I'm gonna go home, chill for a while. You wait for them niggas, and later on, call me.
Bent over, Smokey and Craig diagram routes on the bricks of how he can get home. Evening arrives. They're still there. In the dark, Craig watches Smokey pace. The car goes by. Smokey jumps behind Craig, then sits back down. Now it's night. Smokey and Craig sit on the front porch.
Car is that?
I don't know. I don't know who car that is. Hey, what time is it?
7:45.
Oh, nigga. That's Janet Jackson.
Who?
Janet Jackson! The girl Debbie hooked me up with.
Oh.
Hey, hold up. I'll be right back.
Smokey struts to the car.
Hey, see if she got a friend.
Smokey looks in the car.
Ooh, what's up?
Smokey's smile disappears.
Not a damn thing!
Rita gets out. She's huge. She walks to the back of the car. Smokey looks down at Rita's stomach. On the porch, Craig wrinkles his face. Rita leans back and puts her hands on her hips.
So we gonna kick it or what?
Craig's mom comes home.
We can kick it. But I forgot I had to go pick up my mom's from work, and you know how that is.
That's all right. I'll take you to get her.
Nah, she don't like a lot of people with me when I go get her.
Who's that girl Smokey's talking to?
Some girl he hooked up with.
She's a big one.
Humongous.
Look, why don't you go up the street and get something to eat? I know you hungry.
Lord, let me go inside and see what's going on with this crazy man.
I'm right behind.
Okay.
She pulls off her hat.
Because see, I ate twice before I came.
Damn!
Her braids come with it. In the house.
Craig, what are you?
Right there.
Dana's in the process of weaving braids into her hair. She takes the iron and walks out.
Hey, Dana.
What?
Loan me $200. Me and Smokey got into a big worm today. We owe him $200. He said if we don't pay him, he's going to kill us. So you gonna loan me the money or not?
Not.
Craig gets up, slams the door, and drops down onto his bed. Now outside.
You gonna call me?
I'm gonna call you. But if you come by, I won't call you. Okay? Don't ever come by here. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Smokey.
Smokey cringes and shakes his head.
Daddy!
Craig, telephone.
Who is it?
That girl.
Tell her I call her back.
Okay.
Hey, Mama.
What?
Loan me $200.
Craig, I wouldn't feel comfortable lending you $200 without a job.
If I was working, I wouldn't need $200.
Exactly.
Craig gets up and slams the door with two hands.
Y'all ain't never got no money.
Hey,
hate to live around a bunch of broke-ass people.
Debo's bicycle lies on the ground upside down in front of Debbie's house. Smokey goes to the front door and bangs on it. Debbie comes out.
Come here!
What?
Why you looking over that fat butt bald-headed girl?
Who, Rita?
Yeah.
Rita is not fat. She's just big bone.
She is. That girl wide and all outside. Talking about she look like Janet Jackson.
Ooh, no, she didn't go there.
Yeah. I'd have called her looking more like Freddie Jackson. Don't laugh, it ain't funny.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to laugh. I just thought that you two would like each other.
You knew she was bald head. You knew she had no damn head. Don't laugh, it ain't funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What Debo doing over here?
Oh, they're asleep with Felicia.
Smokey's eyes bug.
You mind your own business?
Where your mama at?
My mama is in Vegas with her boyfriend.
So y'all just parlaying up in here, huh? Party over here?
What? Debbie points away.
What? Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Debbie goes back in the house. Smokey sneaks around to Felicia's window, checks it out, and crawls in. He trips on the windowsill and rolls to the floor. Debo stretches the full length of the bed. Felicia is on the very edge. Debo rolls over and pushes Felicia to the floor. In the dark, Smokey stands still. He finds Debo's pants. Squeegee guy appears in the window. Smokey tries to stop him.
Smokey! What the hell are you doing in here?
What the hell are you doing in here?
Man, I seen the window open, so I said forget it.
Get the hell out of here. All right, man. Look here. Owe me $2.
Get the hell out of here.
Debo sits up in his sleep and rubs his eyes. He drinks from a tall cup with a straw. He puts the straw to his nostrils and inhales. He looks from side to side and lies back down. Smokey's back on the porch at Craig's house.
I'm clowning. Janet Jackson ass get just a little fat.
Man, forget that. I almost had the money.
What?
You remember that money we stole from Stanley House? Me and Debo? Debo was over Felicia's house and Debbie house sleep. Man, I snuck through the back window to get the money out of his pants. Just when I was gonna get the money, a little crackhead Ezell come running through the window and woke him up.
I tried to beat his head.
But he ran.
Oh, you ain't catching no crackheads. Get that, man. Let's just go back over there. He probably still asleep.
For real?
Yeah. You breaking in, dog.
You gonna be with me?
I got you, man. Let's go.
Craig and Smokey head to Felicia's. Under a streetlight, Debo slowly pedals his bike past the town.
Oh, well. Get that plan.
And what time is it?
8:50.
I'm just gonna go in the house and chill, man.
Oh, now you're getting scared. You wanna go in the house and lay down?
Yeah, hell no. Nah. Nobody gonna run me up in my house like no little b-. It's my hood. Forget Worm. Boo!
The two jump and turn around.
Huh?
Little Chris takes off
his
bike.
Y'all busters can't catch me. Man, y'all need
to
An overhead view, Craig and Smokey grab little Chris from his bike. They wrestle round and round. Little Chris gets back to his bike while Smokey and Craig wrestle with each other. They see Chris take off. It's on his unmade bed with orange sheets, and Smokey sits in a chair.
Slip.
I wish you weren't slipping today.
The clock reads 9:27. Now, Craig sits in a chair. Sitting on the bed, Smokey's beeper goes off.
Shoot!
was that?
Pink worm.
Craig leans forward. Smokey grabs Craig's phone in violence.
Hey, somebody, pay Smokey?
Don't play dumb, nigga. You know what this is. You got my money.
Man, you don't have to holler, man. I ain't got it yet, but I'm gonna get it up. What happened? Man, he just hung up. I think we better stay in the house.
Damn. Craig stands up and slams the basketball against the floor. The clock reads 9:50.
And I can't see. Standing trees all in the way.
Smokey jumps on the bed.
I'll try again.
Hey.
Smokey picks up the phone. Mr. Jones enters. Smokey hangs up.
Now, Dana told me about that big snake situation.
Big worm.
Big worm, big hole, big... I don't give a damn. You get your butt on out of this house, boy. You already got some stuff going. You keep your butt here. Big snake, big worm. What kind of name is that? I bet y'all drinking that wine, too, ain't you? Just smoking them tweeds and everything. Wearing them old clothes all half off your... What the hell's going on today? Huh?
Weeds.
Oh!
You punk ass. I mean, you always talking shit.
Wait, well, hold up.
Don't you tell him to comb his damn hair? Like a bunch of spiders just having a meeting on his head.
Craig gets his gun.
I'm about sick of you. Nah.
I'm sick of you.
Walk you to him.
They walk out of Craig's room, then out the front door.
You see him?
Man, ain't nobody even out here. I don't even know why I'm tripping. Nobody want to mess with the smoke, dog. Hey, who is that?
A van races toward them.
Oh, shoot!
We have two, Nick. Craig and Smokey run to the back of the house. Guns from the van are blazing. Craig shoots back. And reaches out of the van and fires an automatic weapon.
Craig,
what? Smokey crouches on top of the wall and shoots back at the van. He falls backwards.
Damn!
I blast if I have to, nigga.
The shooters get back in the van and take off. Smokey and Craig jump in an open shed and lay flat on their backs.
Hey. Look and see if they come.
Hell no, you look.
Hey, we both look. On the count of three.
Five.
One, two,
three. Quick! You said on three.
Okay,
all right. You ain't playing.
Hey, come on. Five, one, two, three.
Quick!
You see them?
Yeah, they're coming, man.
They don't ever smoke weed in here.
Craig, I love you, man.
Shh! Man, don't tell me. Let me go. Shut up, man.
And is joined by all her neighbors.
Stanley, what's going on?
I don't know. It sounds like machine guns.
Oh, Lord. Mama, where Craig at? I don't know. There's Joanne. Go ask if she's seen him. Sounded like a bomb.
Joanne, you seen Craig and Smokey in there?
I thought they were over there.
Debo, you seen Craig and Smokey around here?
Earlier.
What'd she say?
She ain't seen him and Devo ain't seen him neither.
You see why I said you have to tell us
I
before you leave the
house?
Look
at your face! Look at your face!
You okay?
No, look at your face! Who do you think you are?
You know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, punk! You hit my sister like she was a damn man.
She had no business going through my pants while I was asleep.
My sister don't need to steal nothing from you. It's all right?
You better take your butt home.
I'm not scared of you. All these niggas around here might be scared of you, but I'm not.
Debo gets off his bike. Felicia, with a bloody lip, watches Debbie.
Take your butt home.
No, forget you. You lucky I'm not a man. Otherwise, I kick your butt myself.
Shut up!
Debo slugs Debbie.
Debo, man, you tripped.
What you say, little nigga?
Man, that's a female.
Shut your little punk up, nigga, before I drop you like I did this...
I ain't even trying to fight you, Debo.
Debo pulls out a blade. Craig stands in front of him. His parents watch.
is there. I know you want to fight me because you ain't able to pull to. What you gonna do with that? Besides make me mad.
Put the gun down, son. Put the gun down, son.
Yeah! Put that gun down, son. And get knocked out like your father used to.
White light, then flashbacks.
This was all the protection we needed. You win some, you lose some. But you live. You live to fight another day. And you think you're a man with that gun in your hand, don't you?
I'm a man without. Man without.
Back to Craig pointing his gun at Debo.
Yeah. Put that gun down, son. And get knocked out like your father used to.
Give me the gun, son.
Craig.
Give me the gun. Give me the gun, son.
Craig hands the gun over. Smokey shakes his head. Craig throws punches at Debo. He hits him in the jaw. Debo comes back with a left, knocking Craig back.
That's all you got.
Debo knocks Craig down, then jumps on him. Craig hits Debo in the jaw with a right.
Craig!
Craig grabs Debo around the waist and they spin around and around, falling through stacked up garbage. Debo charges. Craig swings a board, hitting Debo in the stomach. Debo swings back. Craig ducks, moves in, and throws a right. Debo spins around, grabs a hold of Craig, and throws him against a car, picks him up over his head, and smashes him down on the hood. He grabs him and gets him in a chokehold.
No, come on, baby, come on. Let him be a man.
Shoot him. I bet.
Go sleep. Yeah.
He's not fighting fair.
Craig falls to the ground unconscious. Debo walks into the crowd.
I've been down before. Look, I've been down before. I hold him better than this.
Craig, get up.
Get up, Craig. Come on, Craig.
Told y'all. You don't want some? Beat him down, beat you down. Who else wants some? Who else wants some of Debo? Who else?
Craig, get up!
Get up, Craig. Come on, Craig. Fair enough, Craig. Fair enough.
Craig stumbles to his feet, picks up a brick, tosses it, hitting Debo in the head. He picks up a metal garbage can and smashes it over Debo's head.
Yes, Mr. Big Shot.
Craig throws a punch. Debo goes down.
Work his butt.
Their butt.
That's my dog. That's my dog. Take that. That's my dog.
Say that right, Mom.
That's my dog.
That's my dog.
And anybody got to say anything, you let me know. That's my dog.
Debbie walks over and bends down by the exhausted Craig.
You okay? Craig.
No. Cupcakes, leave him alone. Now let him be a man. I taught him good, didn't I?
Now who's the punk?
Debo lies unconscious.
You think he's a Mac?
Macaroni.
Debbie and Craig walk away. Smokey stands over Debo.
If you got knocked the hell out, now give me my money.
Smokey takes money from his pocket.
Payback's a mother, ain't it?
China, come on.
You never.
Oh!
No, Mom!
Red takes his chain off Debo's neck.
My grandmama gave me this chain.
Debo! Man, you should have been bobbing and weaving. Look at you.
Get up!
Since you ain't, damn it, I
picked
this
shoe. Squeegee guy steals Debo's high tops.
Big-foot mother. You can have your knife, because I steal. I don't kill.
Craig and Debbie.
How's your back feeling?
Debbie cool.
Debbie gently wipes Craig's chin.
Bleeding.
What time you waking up in the morning?
8:30, why?
I was just wondering if maybe if you're feeling better that, you could come over.
Craig leans closer.
Feeling better already.
I'm gonna call you tomorrow.
All right.
8:30, right?
Yeah.
Debbie gently touches Craig's chest and leaves.
Hey. 7:30.
He watches her walk away.
That's right.
A view of the Joneses' house. The front porch light goes on. Inside, Craig walks into his room and gets ready for bed. He pulls the covers up. The clock reads 12 o'clock. He sits up, claps the lights off.
Hello?
Why you can't call nobody back? And which one of your hoes you messing with has somebody shooting at you? See, I don't know why I waste my time on your old stupid butt anyway.
I don't know either. It's over.
Smokey lays in bed, a phone to his ear.
Yeah, I got your money. And I don't appreciate you sending your friends to shoot at me and my homie. They like the guy dealt with.
First of all, don't be calling here like you some straight up G, because I cut your off and hand him to you, partner. I had to warn you too many times about my money, Smokey. It's the principle of the whole thing. It's principalities in this.
Well, I got your money anyway. And you share that yourself next time. Because I'm going to rehab. I'm through with this.
Smokey grabs a joint and lights up.
You know I was just playing. And you know this, man.